Well, some says caskets and some says coffins.
Mm-hmm. And you say he was an important man. When he died, everybody went to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're
in mourning.
And on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you say, I'm
fine.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you call that?
Arthritis or rheumatism.
Okay. And a disease that children used to get, they'd get a real bad sore throat and they'd choke up. A lot of children died from it.
Diphtheria, I think.
Okay. What about a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
That would be the yellow jaundice, I think.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, you say you have
appendicitis.
Okay. And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had a
sick stomach.
Or you didn't
want to. Vomited.
Mm-hmm. Is vomit a very nice word to use?
Well, I believe that would be the appropriate word to say, but some says upchuck.
Mm-hmm. Is upchuck nice to say? Or does it sound?
Well, the first time I heard the expression, I didn't know what they were talking about. We always said vomited.
Uh-huh. If a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
On his stomach.
Okay. And say someone had about 500 acres of land, you'd say he really had of land?
I would say a nice plot.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say a right smart?
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that expression around here?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to her house and seeing her, you'd say that he was...
I would say he was wearing out his welcome.
Well, what if
it may not be what you want.
Well, if he was seriously interested in her. Like maybe
he was courting.
Uh-huh. Is courting sounds like they're seriously interested? Or is it just
I wouldn't think so.
Uh-huh. Any other terms besides courting?
Wooing, maybe.
Okay. Did people used to say that?
Long time back they did. Uh-huh.
And he would be called her...
fiancé.
Or...
boyfriend.
And she would be his...
oh, now, what do they call that? Well, if they had planned on marrying, it'd be his bride-to-be.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if they were just, you know, good friends?
Well, she would be his girlfriend, I guess.
Uh-huh. And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been.
Well, he'd probably say they had been smooching.
Okay. And when a girl stopped letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she...
they had broken up, I guess.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
refused.
Okay. Any other expressions? Turned him down or threw him
off? Well, maybe jilted him.
Uh-huh. And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
well, she probably jilted him then.
Okay. And if she didn't jilt him, you said they went ahead and got...
married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Or hitched.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the